This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And for the break, we're talking with Helen in regards to the moss that's in her flower beds, right? And what she can use. She's used a number of things. Now, one thing you can actually use, and I told you I was going to take a look at some of the different labels during the break. So one of the things you can use is there's a product from Moss Out. It's called Moss Out Spot Treater, which can be used in planting beds, right? So it is definitely it's the right one for what you're looking for. The thing is, with any of these, you want to make sure that you don't get it on the foliage of the perennials, right? You want to make sure that it just gets on the moss itself, and you want to make sure it's done when it's maybe a little bit wet, and the soil's a little bit wet, so that it can actively, just kill it that way. It should take about, 12 to 24 hours. You'll start to see it turn black, maybe a little bit less, but that's the best one to use on it. Because again, it is, I believe it's an iron sulfate, and the iron sulfate, if it gets on some of the foliage, can end up, causing damage to the foliage.
Okay.
And then from there, it's using that product, like Love Your Soil, three times in a season at double the rate to help break down the soil underneath it, and also adding compost to the area and maybe mixing it in around those perennials as well to just kind of loosen up the soil a little bit.
So how much of the Love Your Soil? Is it three times?
So it's double the rate, but three times in a season. So say you do it, say you were to do it now, you can do it 6 weeks from now and then wait till the spring and do 6 weeks after that. So it's just double the rate of what's on the package, which is, I believe, you'd use 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And I know the perennial bed's probably not 1,000 square feet, so you'd have to do a little bit of math.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you're, say it's 100 square feet, it's going to be 1.2 pounds of the Love Your Soil in that area in three applications.
Okay, so but it's whatever the rate is suggested, it should be double the rate.
Yep.
What the bag suggests.
Yeah, because the bag will say what it is to just keep the soil, level in all the directions. Doubling it is going to work a little bit stronger and harder for you.
All right. I don't know if I've done that in the past, but when I've used the Love Your Soil, I've doubled the rate. You suggested adding compost. Cow manure? Is that all right?
That would be fine. Any type of compost is going to help it. Organic material helps loosen soil. releases those other microbes that are already in the soil. So organic material, organic compost, anything is going to be great for you to use.
All right, because I do have compost bins. What I find, though, and I don't know if this is a suggestion for this, is that eggshells take forever. So lots of time, that's when I use my compost, that's out there. Is that going to be bad?
No, because they'll break down. They'll break down eventually. The other thing to look to do for your compost is maybe soon use the compost accelerator from Espoma. That compost accelerator, what it just helps heat up the pile and get it going a little bit, and could possibly help help break everything down a little bit quicker for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. That's a good. I hope it works this time.
Yeah, I hope so too. It's been a weird year when it comes to all the rain and all that. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Well, I'm sure it's made it worse. But this is. I talked to your father about this when he had a visit to the house, and I think even before his visit. So it's been an ongoing issue.
Yeah.
For years, and
gotcha.
It's just this year. Like, oh my gosh. It's really
good.
So.
I completely understand.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple more calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Elena's in Illinois.
Elena, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my question. I have a question about morning glories and grass seed.
Okay.
I ordered some morning glories from a mail order place,
yep.
And I planted them in front of a couple of bushes I have. I live in a first floor condominium, and I planted them about 3 months ago, and they haven't grown. I mean, they flower, but they haven't spread in height or width. And I wondered if it was my soil or, because I've never planted these before, just the region I'm in.
Have you done any fertilizing of them during the season or?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And is it in full sun, full shade, part sun, part shade?
Part sun, part shade.
And the time of day that the sun is on them, is it like midday, morning, afternoon?
The time of day the sun's on them is probably midday.
Okay. So it could be a combination of a couple things. One, I think it needs a little bit more sun, but it's flowering, so it's showing you that it's okay. So it's not necessarily that. I think the bigger thing is the season has been so kind of all over the place, where I think the fertilization is going to help it get a little bit bigger and stronger. Some of these can be left and overwintered to come back in the next season, but the majority won't survive the winter out there. So you need to bring them in to get them for next season. But I think the biggest thing is the fertilization. It just doesn't have enough to help push it to get stronger and bigger. To grow taller for you. So I'd look for any, all-purpose fertilizer, like a 10-10-10, a wettable powder. So that would be like a Miracle-Gro or a Peters wettable powder that you mix and put into like a watering can. That's definitely going to help them to grow and get bigger and stronger for you.
Okay, so the 10-10-10. Okay,
yep.
And my next question is, there's as you exit our building, we have four units in each building. The grass area, according to the association, they planted some grass that they say goes dormant, which to me means it's always yellow unless you water it or it rains. And when I guess I have a couple of well-meaning neighbors who went out there, and they just dug up the parts that look yellow to them. They literally pulled the grass seed out with a hoe, and they threw some grass seed down, and it never came up. And it looks like, I don't know if you remember that episode of The Three Stooges where Moe tore up the golf course.
Yeah.
Now, that's what it looks like out there. And they didn't do anything else to it. These were some neighbors. I don't think they knew what they were doing. They just pulled the grass that was there out. Because I've been here almost 30 years, and the grass goes yellow, then it goes green. But I've never seen anybody pull the grass out. They threw seed down. It never took. And it's just bought patches all over now.
So I think it has a lot to do with the season as well. I don't know how much rain you guys have gotten where you are, but the amount of rain.
Well, I did this in the spring, and yep. I've been constantly watering the lawn.
Okay. All right.
You know.
So, you know, it would depend on the exposure, how much sun, how much everything that it has. It would also depend on if you had frosts late there on some of that grass seed. When about would you say they put the grass seed down?
I did. They put the grass seed down, I'm going to say, about March.
March, that could be part of it, right? Because the soil itself is, in order for grass to grow, the soil temperatures of the soil need to be above 55 degrees. And at that point in time, I wouldn't be surprised if the soil temperatures were below that. And if they did warm up, they didn't have a chance to germinate. And so what happened is it kind of froze the seed. Didn't allow the seed to do much of anything for it. Like I said, you need the soil temperatures to be about 60 degrees for them to even germinate. So that, I think, had a lot to do with it. Now, I do have to hit a
break.
So I have to hit a break. When we get back, I'll explain exactly how to fix that. So hang tight for me. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Elaine in regards to, the lawn that early in the spring, they tried to put grass seed in the condo association. It didn't work. It's not looking good. But the good thing is this fall is a great time to be putting grass seed down. So right now is a great time to do it if you're looking to add that grass seed. What I would do is those areas, that are, look like they kind of got ripped up, make sure they're cleaned up. Any weeds or anything along those lines have been removed, and, lightly rake it so that it's a nice and level to the rest of your, the rest of the lawn there if you can. And then I would look at getting a starter fertilizer. So a starter fertilizer is a fertilizer that has the middle number out of the three is higher than the other two. And putting that down over the whole area and then seeding right on top of it. And then watering, kind of like you've already been doing, but continue to do that. But you should see some growth from the lawn because, like I said earlier, the temperatures in the soil are warm enough. And again, they need to be about 55 to 60 degrees in order for the root system to really do its best and to grow the way you would like it for a lawn.
So should I wet the area, then apply the starter fertilizer, then the seed right away, then water it immediately?
So you won't have to wet it. You can just, honestly, just put the starter fertilizer down, put the grass seed, and then water it like you always have been doing. That's the best way to do it.
Is the fertilizer dry or is it a liquid?
It's a granular form, so it is dry. But you're going to need to put that over the entire area.
Okay, now, and the middle number will be higher than the two on the side.
Yeah, so it should say right on it a starter fertilizer for the lawn.
Okay, I'm right outside Chicago, and when should I do this? When the weather is still warm, or when it gets cooler?
Well, so it's what are the temperatures like the past week there? Have they been 80s, 90s?
Well, they've been in the 90s for 2 days. We hit 100 actually, I think Wednesday and Thursday. Now today it's really nice out there. I think it's about 78 right now.
Yeah, so what I'd like to see the temperatures be more in the 70s for you, consistently, with overnight temperatures dropping a bit into the 60s, maybe even the 50s. So it needs to just cool down a little bit, because when it's so hot, it slows down the production of that grass seed anyways, so it wouldn't be worth it. So take a look at your forecast. When you start seeing more consistent 70s, in a row, it would be a good time to do it.
Okay. Is there a particular grass seed I should use?
So is the area sunny, shady?
It's shady a lot of the time, but it does get sunny for a couple hours of the day.
So you could use a sun and shade mix, but you're looking more for rye and fescues to grow in that area, not like bluegrasses. So more rye and fescue type
rye
grasses.
And fescue?
Yep, those are the types of grass seed. So it's the different varieties, because those will take sun, but they do also do well in the shade.
Now, you said three words, rye and fescue.
Yeah, so it's a rye grass and a fescue grass.
Oh, rye. R-Y-E.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, I thought you said rye. I'm sorry. And how do you spell fescue? F-E-S-C-U-E?
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, so those are great products to have. Those are great styles of grass to have that will take sun and shade. Whereas a bluegrass needs more sun than shade, and since you have just a few hours of sun, it doesn't make sense to put bluegrass down because it will not thrive for you. So that's why you want to look at those two types.
Okay. All right. So, okay, I'll wait till the weather's consistently 70s during the day and preferably 50s and 60s in the evening and use the sunshade mix. You said for rye and fescue. That
yep.
right?
Yep.
Then I lay the starter fertilizer, then the seed, then I water. And how often should I water?
Every few days, depending upon, how...
Can I just check the soil? If it's
yeah,
dry?
It's kind of what you're looking to do. And just put your finger in there, see if it's damp or if it's dry. That's what I would look to do.
Oh, thank you so much, Patrick. I really appreciate all your help. God bless you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. Three people are dead after a shooting inside a Dollar General store in Jacksonville on Saturday afternoon. The sheriff says a white shooter left behind a manifesto showing a racial motivation. A shooting at a Boston parade left seven people injured. Two people were taken into custody. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is ordering flags lowered to half-staff Saturday to mark 2 years since 13 Americans died during the U.S. withdrawal of Afghanistan. Bob Barker died Saturday at the age of 99. Barker hosted The Price is Right for 35 years. Gran Turismo is off to a fast start at the box office. The racing film, based on a true story, earned $8.5 million on its opening day and could rake in another $6 million over the weekend, but it's expected to face a battle from Barbie for the top spot. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back to the Paul Plant Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Some more calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Rick is in Bourne.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Plant Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, hi.
Good morning.
I've got two questions. One is, want to replace a bunch of shrubs in front of our house.
Okay.
They're kind of overgrown, and is the fall or the spring best time to plant new ones?
So fall is a great time. Honestly, right now, this time of year is the perfect season because it allows the plants to focus on the root system, so great time to do it.
Okay. All right, that's good. And then the second question was, could you just give us a quick primer on all this business for lawns regarding aeration, that is, and thatching, because the landscapers want to sell everything, but there's got to be some criteria on when you do this stuff, so that would be helpful.
Okay, so, you know, aeration and thatching is probably the best to be done in the spring. And that doesn't necessarily have to be used by a dethatcher. That could be something you do with a rake itself, where you're just, you know, going through there and cleaning up before the season. And basically it's that little white or like light tan colored grass that is what you're looking to remove. So that's an easy one to do. You know, the aeration is one that I believe is you know, can be done every couple of years. It doesn't have to be done every year. It really depends on your soil yourself. If it is a compact soil, it might need it, you know, once a year. But if it's not so compact, it's a nice loamy area, you can do it every other year. And that can be done in late spring or early summer for the aeration aspect to it. And that can be done in a number of ways. You can rent an aerator. They have the sandals that you can walk around with. You could even just take a pitchfork and kind of go in different areas, put the pitchfork down, move it back and forth a little bit, just opening up a little bit of air. What we're really trying to do is just make sure it's not compacted, so that the roots have some space to grow. Right? It's not just going into like a rock and it's just going to kind of go a different way. We wanted to make sure it goes down and straight down in order to stay for longer and get better when it comes to like drought tolerant, that type of thing.
Okay.
You know, this is, you know, you can rent aerators that will go over the area, and they have the ones that will do like plugs, where they'll pull like the little plugs out, leaving holes across the whole area. And that will even take out some of the thatch at the same time, right? So it can be done all at once. But again, it's maybe once every couple years. It's not every single year, again, but it's going to depend on how compact your soil is.
Okay. What's this thing they call slice seeding, I think is the term?
So slice seeding is actually a machine that goes through and will slice the ground and put seed in at the same time, so it's getting almost like planted for you. Right?
Okay.
So it's breaking up some of the soil a bit, getting the seed into the soil, getting in contact with the soil, and kind of doing it all at the same time.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Rick.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in New Bedford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering about clover. I find that clover kind of grows in damp, mossy areas. Would a product like corn gluten take care of killing clover, or is there another product you'd recommend?
Well, so it can prevent it, because corn gluten is more of a preventative. It's not a, you know, it's not killing it immediately. So that's, but I would look at, in the springtime, using a product, clover oxalis, and it's a clover oxalis killer from Bonide.
Okay.
And it
doesn't kill the grass?
No, that is one where it's a selective herbicide, so it'll only kill the weeds that it's looking for. And it's best to be done in the earlier parts of the season when they're more actively growing. I know they're active right now just based on how the season has gone. It's best to do it in the springtime and to do it a multiple application. So it's not just a one and done type. You're going to need to do it 2 to 3 times depending upon how bad it is. And you're going to want to do it in 2 week intervals.
So is that a hopeless situation? It seems like I can't kill this clover, although I haven't tried with the product you just said. I mean, can you eventually combat that thing, or you have to use a corn gluten later on to prevent it from coming back?
No, so I think one of the biggest things is clover does not do well in nitrogen-filled soils. So it's fertilization is going to be a huge thing in order to help it be successful. Because most clover does not like nitrogen. So a heavy feeding lawn won't have as much clover because of that.
All right. And Magic Cal and Love Your Soil, is that helpful to prevent that too?
Well, so it's helpful to help compact the soil, right? So the soil is going to be not as compact, so the aeration is done. The MagiCal is going to help with the pH levels, so it's going to help allow the plants to have that right range, which means we're looking for like a 6.3 to a 6.7 pH level. And when it's at that level, weeds have a harder time growing. It's better for grass. It's better for those things because weeds don't need great soil to grow. So they're looking for something that doesn't have a great great nutrients to it, etc. So the magic cal is to help with the pH. And when the pH is leveled, that means the nutrients underneath the soil are easier to get to the plant itself. When they are, when the pH is more acidic or more alkaline, it's harder for the nutrients to move around in the soil. So that's where the Love Your Soil would come in, because Love Your Soil can loosen up compact soils and release trapped nutrients that are in the soil, which then will allow the pH to rise a little bit. So they kind of work hand in hand together to fix your soil, to make your soil stronger and better for the long term of your lawn.
All right. So speaking of seed, grass seed for the lawn.
Yep.
What's your thoughts on Lesco Teammates versus Jonathan Green Ultra? Any thoughts on that?
I'd have to see what's exactly in the Lesco. You said it's Teammates?
Yeah, Teammates Plus.
Let me look it up. Lesco Teammates Plus grass seed here. Let's see. So the mix that I'm seeing, Lesco All Pro Teammates Plus mixture. Good for sun and shade, self-repair.
It almost looks like it's the same as the Ultra.
Yeah, what I'm trying to find is what the actual seed that's in it, and that's what I can't find. It's not showing anywhere, because I'm wondering.
Yeah, I couldn't find it either. That's why I didn't know if you knew off the top of your head.
No, so, you know, the thing is, so now I'm reading it. It's a turf-type perennial ryegrass, addition to Kentucky bluegrass. Do you have more sun than shade?
I have more. You know, it's funny. In the morning, it's shade, and in the afternoon, it's heavy sun.
Okay. So it's looking, okay, I found it. It's saying it is 70% tall fescue, 20% ryegrass, and 10% shamrock KBG, which I have no idea what it is, to be honest with you.
So that would probably be conducive to a high shade area and then high sun area when the sun comes out. Would you agree?
Yeah, it would do okay for both, yes. Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking of another grass seed, Zoysia.
Zoysia grass?
Yeah. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's okay. It's not great. I mean, down in the Cape, you know, that area down there might be okay. But I think
grass seed better.
Yeah. I mean, either one looks like it. I'm gonna look at what the Shamrock KBG is, because that doesn't make sense to me of what it is.
It says it stomps out the weeds big time, so that's what I was wondering. But I'm sure there's some downside to it, too.
Yeah, so it looks like it's it might actually be clover seed mixed in there, which would make sense being called Shamrock. But it's called Shamrock Kentucky Bluegrass Seed. So I think that, you know what, it's almost basically like the Ultra. It seems like it's almost identical. It's just their way of doing it. But I think the Ultra, because the Ultra does have a little bit of bluegrass in it as well.
Okay.
So I think it's six of this, half a dozen of another, now that I can actually see what's in it.
Okay.
I think that Shamrock is just their version of the Black Beauty that they would have.
Gotcha.
Right?
So basically, that all pro, I'm sorry, that Teammates would probably work well as far as because I saw it was heat tolerant and drought resistant too. So
yeah, I agree. That just when you get, you know, when you get to purchase it, if you're going to purchase it somewhere local, just take a look at the package and make sure that there's no annual seed in it. That's the only thing. When they say like they're pro, it usually sometimes puts like the landscape brand in it. And
oh, yeah.
Sometimes the landscape brands, even though they say landscape, which you think would be the high quality, sometimes put some annual grass in it. So just look at the fine print, unless you're going to buy it online. It's a little harder.
So annual grass is a contributor to weeds?
No, it just doesn't come back, right? So you're always replacing that
10%. Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
Right? So it's almost like you're putting a 90% grass seed down versus 100%, right?
I see.
And so that's the only concern I had going in. With the fescues and ryes, it's perfect percentages. It's not a bad thing. I just want you to take a look at the package itself because they're telling me one thing online.
Yeah.
But they can tell us online all they want, but it's not until they get the packaging because sometimes certain seed varieties weren't available when they packaged it, so they could change. So that's the only thing I'd want you to look at.
All right, and one last question regarding roses. How late into the season can you fertilize those things? When would be your last fertilization?
Probably now would be the last fertilization.
Okay.
Right around now.
Thank you.
All right, Mike. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Just a couple minutes left. I know we have one call on the line, so we'll wrap the show up with that. So stay tuned. We will be back in a few minutes.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Gonna call on the lines when I get right to it. Nathan, who's up next? Betty's in Lowell. Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick, and thank you for taking my call. Earlier this morning, you were talking about bulbs like tulips and daffodils that you would plant now. But then that got me thinking about my amaryllis. I love amaryllis plants, and I have like 3 amaryllis in pots, and I put them out during the summer in my garden. And I want to take them in when I should take them in. And I don't know whether I should take them in the house and put them in the basement in September, or should I wait until October?
So you're looking to get it started in early September?
Enjoy them if they can flower by Christmas or around Christmas time.
Yeah, so it takes about 12 weeks to get it to begin to grow and flower again. So, you know, that can take some time. So 8 to 12 weeks about. So you bring it inside to a cool, dark location, just stop watering it. Once the foliage turns yellow, cut it off.
Okay.
And then
cut off the foliage at this point because the foliage is green. If they're still out in the garden, in the pots, of course.
Yeah, you wait until the leaves start to turn yellow because that means it's going into its dormancy period where it's putting all of its energy back into the bulb itself. Right.
Uh-huh.
So about 8 to 12 weeks, it's going to be in its dormant stage. And then you can bring it out, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, once it starts to come out of its dormancy, you'll start to see the shoots again. Once that happens, then you put it into the sunny location, start to water it, and it can take, 4 to 6 weeks before it blooms again.
Right.
So all in all, we're loo 3.5 months. So that's kind of why they want you to do it early September,
so that
it can get right around Christmas time for you.
Right, right. And I have another question. I buy some amaryllis bulbs from this bulb company, a catalog, and I love them to give them as presents. I start them for my friends.
Yep.
And then I love this Protolizer and Biotone.
Yep.
And I don't know whether it's necessary to soak the bulbs in like Protolizer, or should I just plant them?
Well, so the Protolizer is going to be good to help the soil and help with the as it gets the nutrients that it's starting to get, because it's not a fertilizer. It's more for to work with the fertilizer. So this is just going to let any of the nutrients that are in the soil be more active and be more readily available for the amaryllis bulb. So I just think it helps. It's going to benefit it, especially if they're going to do exactly what you do, is kind of keep them over the winter and then put them outside in the late spring.
Oh, okay.
So I think it would only benefit for it.
I don't do anything with the Biotone.
You don't need to on this, I don't believe. I think it'll be all right.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, and you have a good week, okay?
You too, Betty. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We got about a minute left, so we'll wrap up the show. I appreciate all the phone calls today, everybody who stuck with us today. I know it's pretty much the last week in summer, if you will. We still have a few weeks left technically on the calendar. But as kids go back to school, they start to, you know, this is the kind of feel that, all right, we're getting into that fall season. What I'd look for you guys to do for me is send me a number of emails, because on September 10th, I believe is the date, I'm going to be traveling, but I'm going to do a live show that I am going to tape on the 4th, so next Monday. So if you guys could send me some emails that you would like me to answer on the radio, but they'll be aired on September 10th. Like I said, I'm going to be traveling. I'm going to be going to that Arete trade show that I go yearly, look at all the new products that are coming out for the year, all the old products, talk to the vendors, do that type of thing. So if you could send me an email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, that would be great, and I will look to answer it soon. Until next week, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and we'll talk with you all next week. Have a great week, everyone.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.